Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
You know him from Foul Territory, great MLB show there. Type in Foul Territory on YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. Of course, you can also get it there. Big Leaguers bring real talk reaction to news and MLB player interviews. Catch the show on YouTube and Bally Sports every day from 1 to 3 p.m. That is Scott Braun joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Scott, welcome to the show, bud.
What's up, Nick and Jason? I appreciate the intro. I also used to be young, and I very much know both of your names. Let's talk ball.
Look at this. We've really covered all the bases. I think this has been a great interview. Between the Royals, Guardians, and Tigers, who is your favorite of the other three AL contenders to make the World Series?
Oh, man, we're playing it like that? Why? Is everyone kind of in the Midwest talking up how the AL Central is much better than almost anyone anticipated, and it's the AL Central versus the big bad New York Yankees with their payroll triple the size of the rest of these teams, you know, on a single team-by-team basis? Is that the word out there right now?
Yeah, I mean, still bleep the Royals and Tigers, but bleep the Yankees most of all, I think, is where we're coming from.
That's fair. Well, hey, the good news is, I mean, obviously I know mostly Cleveland fans here, but we're going to get at least one AL Central team that's going to get to the CS. And I think you would have a hard time convincing people on that one before the season started, especially talking them out of the Minnesota Twins, who didn't even make the damn playoffs. But on this matchup, I mean, for me, it's pretty close, guys, between the Tigers and the Guardians. Tigers have played better ball than basically anyone in the second half of the season. I like Cleveland's overall look better. I think their offense should be a little bit better and more consistent, but you're playing the hot hand factor with the Tigers. The Guardians' bullpen is one of the better bullpens we've seen in a while, so I think that one's pretty obvious. I know they've been talking about it a ton out there, and the X factor here is the schedule. The schedule is spread out enough these days with the way that they operate the ALDS and NLDS to get the extra off day in there now that it will really enable Stephen Vogt to use his guys more than ever. It's very favorable to a team that doesn't need its starters to go crazy. They just need them to keep them in the ballgame. So the X factor on the Tigers side is they have by far the best starting pitcher in this series in Tarek Skubal. So how do you neutralize someone like Skubal or win the rest of the games? It just puts a lot of heat on you, and that's what happened in the Astros series. So anyway, yeah, I'm pretty close on that one, guys. I mean, I didn't see the Tigers in the ALDS as of mid-August, and I did see the Royals. I picked the Royals to win that first round against Baltimore. Baltimore's looked like crap for a while. Kansas City's got good pitching, tight defense, and Bobby Witt Jr., who's, you know, the second-best player in the American League.
Scotty, when you look at this rotation or this lineup, what's your bigger concern?
I'll go rotation, just because it has not ranked well throughout the season, and you're still going to have to give your ball club, what, four-ish innings per night, which sounds like really slim at this point, but will the Tigers pounce early? I mean, they were able to do it in the last round, and that would be the way that the Tigers can win this series in my mind. The Guardians don't really lose late leads. I see that still being the case here. I can see some very low-scoring games. I mean, we just saw it. I mean, the Tigers' offense is not gangbusters, but, you know, with Cleveland, I do have some faith in what Naylor's done this year and what Jose Ramirez has done this year, among others. Obviously, Kwan, the contact, really plays nicely in the postseason. So I'll go with the starting pitching is more of a concern. It's, to me, guys, it's more of something that can really get out of hand, right? If they just can't figure out either, you know, a couple of the young guys or the veterans that are in there, you know, whether it's a Boyd or a Cobb or a Tanner Bibee or a Lively, whoever's there beginning games, somebody's got to pick up innings that are quality, that are decent. Because if the Tigers jump to a 3-1 lead, say, they also are capable of shutting down this offense to finish a game.
So if we're looking at a rotation that's going to struggle possibly, does Carl Willis really play into this even heavier with Steven being a new manager in the playoffs?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you bullpen your opponent to death, but you know the concern is you still got to eat up innings in the beginning, and the more looks you get, the better off you are as an offense, right? So how many times is each reliever going to appear? I mean, I'm not too concerned about Class A the way he's looked, and I know, you know, for Cleveland, I mean, these are guys that at least Detroit has seen, you know, Gattis, Cade Smith, Heron, etc. Just how does that look if this series gets to 4 or 5? It's pretty much proven that, you know, you can pick up pitch shape over time. It certainly helps. Obviously, elite pitching is still going to win out, but that's when you usually see in these series bullpen start to crack late. So again, I'm not expecting that, but I mean, we can't have the same game plan every game. It can't be like, oh, we're going to get 3 innings from our starter and then rely on the same 5 guys for every game. It's just not really realistic to me.
Scott Braun, Foul Territory TV on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, getting you ready for Gardo's Tigers on Saturday. That's game one. And to me, it's a little Spider-Man versus Spider-Man here. Like, the lineups kind of win very similarly, even if the Guardians have a little bit more power. The rotations, it's a really, I mean, clearly Skubal's the better pitcher than Tanner Bibee, but then beyond that, it's what A.J. Hinch calls chaos, and then it's a elite, maybe historical bullpen versus still what I think is a top 10 bullpen. Like, I feel like in a way, it's like the Guardians versus their younger brothers with how these two teams try to win.
That's a good call, and when you look at the Tigers, they would probably say this is the max of what we expected this year. I think heading into the season, you thought, maybe the Tigers sneak in as a wild card team, but they're almost there. So yeah, I expect this team to, you know, have a little more firepower next year. That they've barely spent money on the team yet. And I do think they will. I don't think it's going to be like the old Mike Ilitch days, but I do think Chris will spend a little bit of money, especially now that they'll get some playoff games. So I think that's a good way to put it, but the starting pitching is the difference here. I mean, is Skubal. That is your difference. I don't feel great about anyone else, although I will say when you start to go down the line with Detroit, some of those guys are going to more fill in the way that you look at Cleveland as well, right? So can Casey Mize pick up some outs for you? No doubt about it. Montero has had some starts where he's looked really good. So, yeah, that's where they have an edge, guys. I'm shocked that Cleveland was able to put together such a complete season from front to back. Every team has their struggles, but when you look at the season that Cleveland just put together with the starting pitching looking the way it does, I don't know. Does it say more about Cleveland as a whole and the rest of the team picking up the pace, or more about where our game is at right now with starting pitching? Like, they ranked 24th in starting pitching ERA this year, and there are a lot of cases where teams fall apart and fumble down the stretch when they're relying so heavily on their bullpen. I mean, you guys watch them every day. Obviously, I'm paying attention to all 30, but I didn't really see much let up from what they had. Part of that probably has to do with some depth. It's not just two guys or three guys. The circle of trust is a little bigger for them. But still, I just think it's incredible and pretty unlikely what they just put together.
Yeah, they were punching the right buttons all season long. It's been fun to watch. Jose Ramirez right now, unbelievable stats during the regular season, year in and year out. Hall of Fame, possible caliber. Playoff time comes and rolls around. Unfortunately, we don't see Jose at his best. If he has an unbelievable playoff run and they go deep in the playoffs, does he make...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Make a case for Hall of Fame.
Oof, I haven't reviewed the numbers too well, but I mean, it would certainly help the cause, right? I don't think that playoff numbers generally crush you, especially if you're a position player. But they certainly can help you and vault you in. So, I mean, I'm quickly pulling up the baseball reference page to see how many years he's been putting this together. But, guys, yeah, I mean, he's also 31 years old. I mean, you can make a pretty good case that he's got at least a few more years left of this. And if he's performing at this level, yeah, even if he doesn't perform that well in the postseason, even if the Guardians get bounced in three or four games and Jose didn't do much. I mean, if he keeps doing it a year basis and also he's playing this much, I mean, he hasn't really been hurt since what? Before the pandemic? I mean, he's putting together basically full seasons every year. Yeah, he's on the Hall of Fame highway, as they like to say, as the kids like to say it. He's actually getting pretty close already when I'm starting to do some quick math here, guys. It's a good call.
Scott, when it comes to a World Series ring, 1948, I was negative a lot in terms of my years on this planet. One, can we get you to start pounding that drum? Because I had to hear about that crap for the Red Sox and Cubs my entire life. So I need people to get more on the Guardians need to win a World Series. It's been 76 years. Two, what does a World Series ring run look like? Not getting there. I've done that. It's fun. I'm assuming it's going to be more fun if they actually win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, you know, it's still hard for me to see it, but, I mean, you could make that case for the Tigers. Like I mentioned before, I had a little more buy-in for the Royals. I think the flaw for the Royals was the bullpen. I think it's mostly been fixed. The offense isn't great, but, you know, I put the Guardians, the Royals, and the Tigers in a somewhat similar realm. The Yankees definitely have a lot more firepower. And the one thing I did feel pretty strongly about was that the National League was stronger from like a 1 through 6 or 7 basis than the American League. So the best path, guys, is to get some upsets in the National League and, you know, hope you're not facing, you know, the big bad Phillies. I actually think they could match up well with the Dodgers, probably could match up well with the Padres. So it's a tough National League, though, guys. I could see the Guardians getting to the World Series. Winning the World Series, I just think this is a better NL side this year. So it's hard. When you look at the offense, when you look at the starting rotation, you're like, can one of the better bullpens we've seen in a long time really take a team through an entire October, right? Like, where that's the clear-cut strength, you don't feel really great about anything else. It certainly doesn't look like a World Series winning team this year, does it? Nobody said that at the beginning of the year, but even now, do you guys look at this team and feel really confident that you could see them winning a best-of-seven series against, you know, the Padres, the Phillies? I mean, obviously, we'll see what happens with the Mets and Brewers. Like, you want the Brewers to make it to the World Series, guys, right? Because that's an exciting team that's kind of cut in a similar realm. They do a lot of the little things well. They're really good at running the bases. They play good defense. They have to mix and match. It's not a great rotation. That's the kind of team that you want to face off against because you play a similar brand of baseball. When they're going up against powerhouses, it's like if they face the Yankees, then they have to face one of these bigger teams I just mentioned. It's just hard to see them making upset after upset.
Yeah, it's a very tough sell, especially like you just mentioned, Scotty, about the bullpen being as strong as they are. Offense, you know, when you get into the playoffs, good pitching will eliminate good offense all day long. We get back to Emmanuel Clase. Unbelievable season this year. Probably one of the best that we've ever seen as a reliever. Does he win the Cy Young?
Does he win the Cy Young? Are you guys really talking about that out there?
Yes.
No way. He has a 0% chance of winning the Cy Young.
Why do you hate closers?
It will be a unanimous vote for Tarek Skubal. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that's a thing out there. We got to bring it up on our show on Foul Territory. Yeah, I mean, he's going to finish top three, which is awesome and pretty rare these days. But Skubal's running away with this thing, guys. He's going to get every single vote. And it will not be close. Everybody will vote for Skubal number one. He's had it wrapped up for weeks now. Clase's had an insane season, but Tarek Skubal is a dude and way above everyone else on the starting pitching side. I mean, he has made a clear-cut case. The only chance you have, in my mind, if you're a reliever, is either if you're pitching, I don't know, some futuristic 2-3 innings per outing on a consistent basis, kind of like what Josh Hader was doing for a little bit of time while they were trying to knock his arm off, and he said enough of that. But otherwise, it would have to be a year where there was just not much on the starting pitching side, right? Like where you're looking for a starter and you're having a hard time finding one. A lot of the big boys, you know, fell where they couldn't put the innings together. But nah, in a year like this, it's Skubal by a landslide.
Well, now I want to beat his ass even more. Now, one more here, and this is a call. If the Yankees do not win the World Series this year, get ready for Terry Francona as a Yankees manager. Tell me you don't see it.
What? Wow. I don't know if I see it. I mean, does Tito definitely want to come back? I mean, I haven't even been tracking what's going on with him, but nah, I don't think I see that one.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's enjoying his golf game out in Arizona right now.
Yeah, I mean, if the Yankees don't make it to the World Series, I do think Boone's job's in trouble just because the Yankees are always in this weird spot where there's a ton of pressure. Cashman's not going anywhere, so they need a fall guy, right? So if they make it to the World Series, I think Boone's okay. So you got to win a couple rounds here. I also want to finish with one thing that I like to remind people, especially on our show, guys. Imagine if the Guardians had just a little more wiggle room with their payroll and where they could be, right? If you were able to do a little bit more in the offseason, if you were able to do a little bit more at the trade deadline, we would have a lot more fun talking about getting rid of this, you know, age-old curse where you guys were in your negatives, you know, where you guys were glimmers, Nick and Jason. That's the part that bothers me. That's the part overall in the AL Central that bothers me. I hope they prove me wrong, right? And one of those teams dances all the way to a World Series title. But if they don't, it'll be because a team like this was really not able to spend. Hopefully they do it in the offseason. Wasn't attendance up a ton last year? I was like, oh, maybe Cleveland will do a little bit this offseason and make us feel good. That's why I didn't have any high hopes for them. Just imagine if they could have just acquired an extra bat for some thump in the wintertime.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to do there, Scott. Win the whole effing thing. Be good, buddy.
Right.
Appreciate you.
Prove me wrong.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Nick and Jason. Good.
Oh, I did it again. God bless it. I cannot put people on hold after saying nice things to them to save my freaking life. Scott Braun there, Foul Territory TV on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Type Foul Territory in on YouTube search bar, and also find it wherever you get your podcast. Big Leaguers, bringing real talk reaction to news and MLB player interviews. Catch the show on YouTube and Bally Sports every day from 1 to 3 p.m. When we come back, one segment to go, and I think I've forgotten this entire show to talk about one thing and one thing only. 92.3 The Fan. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.